Hello and welcome to the Friday, October 5th, 2012 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and we do have another standard to talk about today. I wrote a quick diary about encryption standards, a kind of a follow-on to the story from yesterday that NIST finalized the SHA-3 standard. And by the way, I now learned the pronunciation of the algorithm behind this new standard is CACHACK. So this is at least how I've been told I'm supposed to pronounce it. Anyway, so what kind of encryption and hashing standards do we have? First of all, symmetric encryption standards. That's pretty well established. AES, the Advanced Encryption Standard. It has been around for a while now, but still going strong. Of course, it can be used with varying key sizes, which somewhat helps there. And I think it is a great illustration of why it is good to follow these standards. AES, when they did the competition for it, some of the criticism was that it wasn't necessarily the fastest algorithm that was a part of that competition, in particular for the x86 platform. Well, it turns out that some of the latest Intel CPUs now have actually AES opcodes in hardware. So it's certainly with that probably one of the fastest encryption standards if you're taking advantage of this specific feature. And that is what keeps happening if you're using standards. You will find easy and well-validated implementations in different development environments. So as you're moving your code from one language to the other, you don't have to grabble around and try to find, hey, do they implement AES? Do I have to do it myself? But you can pretty much assume there's already a library for it. For asymmetric standards, we do have a couple around, most notably DSA and RSA. However, lately, some of the elliptical cryptography functions really are gaining some steam. They always had a little bit sort of the innovative, untested feel to it, but they have become pretty well established by now. And one of the key advantages of these elliptical curve cryptography functions is that they are computationally a lot simpler than RSA or DSA and do require shorter keys to actually arrive at the same strength. And then finally, hashing. We just talked about SHA-3. Of course, SHA-2 is a standard that everybody uses at this point. SHA-3 is just being released, so you won't really find a lot of libraries for it yet. The one thing with SHA-2 is it's actually a family of different SHA functions. So we have SHA-256 all the way to SHA-512, and NIST pretty much describes different strengths depending on the size of the message and depending on the use. One important thing about these hashes, those hashes are meant to be computationally efficient and fast. So when you're talking about password hashing, that's not necessarily what you want. You actually want to be a little bit slow because you want to slow down brute force attacks. And that's why you sometimes find people using functions like bcrypt and such, which, well, are just slower than some of these specific cryptographic hashing functions. But well, we got more than standards to talk about. We do have a Microsoft's October patch pre-announcement. Of course, Patch Tuesday is coming up next week, and we do expect a total of 7 bulletins. Looks pretty normal. There's one critical one that affects Office as well as Microsoft SharePoint and Microsoft Office web app. So it has a desktop as well as a server component to it, which may make this patch a little bit more tricky. That's probably the patch to really watch because also it's the only critical. The other patches are rated important, and there are more Office patches, actually three more Office patches, that also in part at least affect SharePoint. We have two patches that affect Windows, and then one patch for SQL Server. So overall, an average patch Tuesday. Now also watch out for the week key expiration that Microsoft is going to publish in October. It will invalidate all keys, all asymmetric keys or certificates that are derived from keys that are less than 1024 bits. So pay attention, and hopefully it won't break any of your internally generated certificates. And then something for Google Chrome users to be aware of. Google runs a little web store for Google Chrome that allows you to download extensions for Chrome. And there is one particular extension that implements an Angry Birds-like game within the browser. However, that's not the only thing you get with this extension. This extension also includes malware. There have been a number of sightings of games like this, so be aware whenever you install these extensions where they come from and what permissions they ask for. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.